thymic carcinoma. Features maintained. The nomenclature and diagnostic criteria of most thymic carcinomas have remained unchanged. However, changes concern not only molecular specs but also new histological types and subtypes. TIPO1 and supplement TIPO1. Diagnostic refinement through new immunohistological criteria and new names for older entities to better convey tumor biology or streamline nomenclature across thoracic cancers. What's new? The group of thymic carcinomas now includes several new subtypes. Micronodular thymic carcinoma with lymphoid hyperplasia is apparently less aggressive subtype of thymic squamous cell carcinoma with non-organotypic lymphoid stroma that otherwise mimics micronodular thymoma with lymphoid stroma. 2. Hyalinizing clear cell carcinoma that resembles its salivary gland analog in terms of histology and EWS-R1 enrichment. 3. Thymic sebaceous carcinoma that mimics its cutaneous counterparts and is currently grouped with other rare thymic carcinomas among the new heterogeneous group of thymic carcinoma NOS. New nomenclature and refined immunohistological criteria contain papillary adenocarcinoma that is now labeled low-grade papillary adenocarcinoma to convey its bland histological features and mostly indolent clinical course. High-grade adenocarcinomas with papillary features are classified as adenocarcinomas NOS instead. There have also been changes in nomenclature to align with lung cancers, with the renaming of lymphoepithelioma-like carcinoma as lymphoepithelial carcinoma. Mucinous adenocarcinomas are now either reclassified as enteric type adenocarcinomas if there is expression of one or more enteric markers, CK20, CDX2, or MUC2, or are assigned to the new morphologically heterogeneous group of adenocarcinoma NOS. Of note, enteric type adenocarcinomas can also be non-mucinous. The TCGE study has revealed molecular pathogenesis of thymic carcinoma distinct from thymomas. The identification of only two combined thymic carcinomas and B3 thymomas is an independent cohort of over 600 type 2 and B3 thymomas and thymic carcinomas support this conclusion. Furthermore, the most common abnormality identified in thymic carcinomas, loss of chromosome 16q, was absent from thymomas. And the TMB was higher in thymic carcinomas, particularly in the rare thymic carcinoma case with an inactivating MLH1 mutation and mismatch repair deficiency, microsatellite instability. Another novel disease mechanism in thymic epithelial tumors, chromoplexy, a single catastrophic event resulting in multiple rearrangements, has been discovered to result in formation of not fusing oncoproteins, the sole drivers of NOT carcinoma growth. Nevertheless, apart from long-known rare actionable KRT mutation, thymic carcinomas, like sarcomas, lack recurrently mutated genes that are currently targetable. However, phase 2 clinical trials have demonstrated the efficacy of the targeted therapies. Sunitinib, lenvatinib, and everolimus against some recurrent thymic carcinomas. The underlying mechanism of action of these drugs remain to be classified. It appears promising that thymic carcinomas show strong PD-L1 expression in tumor cells, almost as commonly as sarcomas. Indeed, early clinical trials have shown a correlation between PD-L1 expression in thymic carcinomas and the response to immune checkpoint inhibitor pembrolizumab. However, several immune checkpoint inhibitor-reduced immune-mediated toxicity can occur quite often, even though thymic carcinomas are far less prone to developing paraneoplastic autoimmunity compared to sarcomas. Open questions in relation to sarcomas and thymic carcinomas. The pathogenesis of most sarcomas and thymic carcinomas remains unknown, largely precluding targeted interventions. Epigenetic, non-coding RNA-related, and metabolic mechanisms need further elucidation. No biomarkers available to predict the response to chemotherapy or kinase inhibitor except for rare KIT or even rarer P13K mutations. A key challenge in drug development for thymic epithelial tumors is the paucity of sarcoma and thymic carcinoma cell lines and availability of more representative preclinical models such as xenografts or organoids for functional studies and high output screens to better exploit the strong expression of PD-L1 in thymic carcinomas. New biomarkers are needed to better predict both the response to immune checkpoint inhibitors and the risk for development of severe immune-mediated toxicity, as well as strategies to mitigate immune checkpoint inhibitor toxicity while maintaining therapeutic efficacy.